When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, hello to the world of martial arts TV. This is Andrew Staten, and it's a big hello to Gillian and Michael. What a lovely, lovely picture filmed in St. Keith's. You must have had a lovely time. Tell me what you loved about that and why that was chosen. Come on, that was like holiday.
It was the island of Nevis. So Nevis and St. Kitts are sister islands. It's a little smaller island, but it was beautiful and it was the absolute workcation.
Wow, that if you went to make a film, that was absolutely amazing. Michael, the film's sort of like based around you to a good extent. So let's start with you and then move backwards and forwards. Mm-hmm. So, Michael, plenty of martial arts in this one. You had the great Ron Beleeky helping you out. Can you tell us a bit more about that?
Well, yeah, it was great to finally work with Ron. I've known him for years. And, of course, he's a student of the great Dan Innesanto. So it was great to have that pedigree there. We had a wonderful time. You know, like you say, we found a spot to make it very gritty. You know, I think every time the martial arts or a fight scene should be used, it should just be jarring to wherever the locale is and the style of film. So we came up with that kind of a gritty, no nonsense, but somewhat technical style.
It was lovely to see you. So can you explain a little bit about just sort of like, because it's World of Martial Arts TV, what did Ron bring to you? Because you're a well-rounded martial artist. So, you know, what did Ron bring to those fight scenes that you would thought was special?
Well, you know, the Filipino style of martial arts. I mean, he's great with the weapons and knives and, you know, the trapping and all that type of stuff. And every time I get a chance to work with a master in his art, I learn more. So that's great. And so it felt like a guilty pleasure being a martial arts nerd and getting a chance to learn and get paid for it is wonderful.
And so you got a little bit of Bruce Lee there because it's JKD stuff as well. So that was absolutely fantastic. Gillian, first scenes you come in there, you've got some lovely dreadlocks. The absolute, I don't know what you call them, if the dreadlocks or you have to.
Yeah, they're called braids, long braids.
Braids. I mean, that was a great, nice, beautiful look for you, something different. Where did you find the school? I mean, it looked like an old schoolhouse or church, for the dojo. What was that?
Yeah, it was this beautiful stone. They kind of hold like meetings and stuff there, I believe. And they just created it to look like the dojo, but it was gorgeous. The whole backdrop of the water behind it and the hills, it was great. And I love being a teacher in this one.
Yeah, I mean, it was just absolutely lovely. And I've never seen a dojo in such a beautiful, sort of like place. You might know one, but I don't. So
no, I've never seen one like that either.
The film is a real good action stroke, revenge movie, and well filmed. Where did you come? Who got in touch with who to sort of like start the ball rolling for such a great film, and did you know it was going to be that good? Because Saban used to do Power Rangers. Am I just way off the screen there? But didn't Saban used to do Power Rangers behind all those old kids movies, kids martial arts stuff?
I believe so, but I believe they came on as a distributor, one of the distributors. The history of this is that Philippe Martinez is the producer, the main producer, the main, you know, Dr. Moreau of the island. he's a wonderful person. He basically had this script done for us. Quite flatteringly, he let me know that he did research on the both of us. And he asked people about me and what type of people we were. And he watched interviews and stuff. And he says, and so he just basically wrote what he saw in my character. I didn't know this at first when I got the script and, you know, we read it. We're like, wow. It
sounds so much like both of us.
Yeah, it's like, wow, this is like perfect for us. Yeah. You know, this, what a coincidence.
Yeah.
To find out that it's not much of a coincidence, mm-hmm. but he's been a longtime producer and director. So he's had all the hats, and he's also championed in bringing Hollywood to St. Kitts and Nevis, you know? So that was just a wonderful opportunity. And again, something that's so, so flattering to be recognized for not only your talent, but who you are, and for somebody to write to those things. I mean, you couldn't get more flattering than that.
Gillian, how did you feel about it when you were sort of like, you know, because you do some, you know, the thing is that going way back, I mean, we go back to martial artists and martial artists being actors. You know, you both are great actors. And I really wish, you know, Hollywood would see it this way a little bit more. But, you know, you are great actors and great action scenes. What did you feel about the movie to yourself, you know? Because you have a great scenes.
Thank you. Yeah, I love the character. I thought she was, you know, strong, yet vulnerable. And of course, there's the scenes, of course, well, I don't want to, you know, spoil the movie for anyone, but, you know, the scenes where they have their trauma between them,
yeah.
Which is why they've been estranged for so long. And yeah. I liked all the levels I got to go to with this character. And especially, you know, I always enjoy getting to beat up a few people. That's always fun.
So, what would you say you enjoyed in the sort of like in the action scenes? Which I know I want to ask you a specific one, Michael. But which scene did you enjoy or feel was the best? And don't say it ended up on the cutting room floor, please.
No, I mean, for me, it's hard for me to think about it because I so enjoy the camaraderie with, you know, the other nerds like myself. When I got a chance to do this fight scene at the club where we had Jay Haran and all these guys, you know. And so I'm just over the moon. You know, it's like being paid to play. Yeah. And it's kind of like we would damn near do this for free, you know. It's so much fun.
Yeah.
And so that just stands out in my mind as just a time that I got a chance to really just do something with the other misfits like myself, you know?
Rubbish. They're not misfits. They're great guys. One of those great guys, I want to know how Dwight D. Woods turned up in there. I know Dwight, JKD guy, so how did Dwight turn up there?
Well, that's a Ron Bellicki question. Because, I mean, he assembled all the guys, yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, is it? I wondered how Ron, because I knew Dwight, and I thought, that's Dwight. What's he doing in the movie? You know,
yeah.
So I spot all these little bits and pieces. Gillian, you basically have a great piece, you know, carrying the gun. And, you know, tell me about, I'm rubbish with guns. We don't have many guns over here, or not that I know of. You hold it beautifully. Did you have to go through a certain amount of training for that?
No, I actually go to the gun range with my husband. Excuse me. So I've learned how to shoot guns and, you know, do everything the proper way. So it comes across very believable on scene because I actually can do it.
Yeah, she's a natural. It's kind of scary. The first time she started shooting guns and targets, she looked like a professional.
Yeah,
it was bizarre. I thought it was like I married a spy.
I had her pass and never told him about.
I have video of it. It's incredible.
That feels like another movie coming. I think I feel like another movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it the one Mr. and Mrs.?
Yeah, yes. Mr. and Mrs. White.
Exactly.
This time,
yeah. Sounds good to me. So basically, overall, with the thing, the one fight that I do like, and I did see Ron bring the knife to I can't remember. I know Mr. Rathbone. I know he brought a knife out, which was definitely one of those that I thought that's a Ron Beleeky knife. Mm-hmm. How did you find that last sort of like that fight scene? We won't say where it is, but how did you find that fight scene when the knife is in front of you? I was worried at that point.
Well, I call myself a misfit because I'm one of these people who've played with that. You know, we like even in this house, I have probably 8 knives that that you can train with. That they, if you touch something, it makes a noise and it lights up. So you could practice your timing with someone actually trying to touch you with it. Well, after a certain point, you know, your confidence gets to where at least you know how to evade should an accident happen, and know your distance. So you know, I wasn't terribly worried, and you know, because I mean, I've been doing martial arts for a very long time, and if you can avoid someone punching you, you can definitely avoid a knife because it's moving slower than a punch.
Yeah. Just moving off piece for just for a minute. You're actually in 2 more movies together, I presume. I know you've been in before, but you've got 2 up and coming movies, Trouble Man and Kingdom Business. Is those something to be watched out for?
Well, Kingdom Business is a TV show, and it's in its second season, right. And we are hoping for a third season. Michael plays a music producer, and I play his attorney.
Oh, something different. Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, no, there's no fighting in this.
Right, okay.
Yeah, I'm a gospel music producer.
He's a gospel music producer, and I'm an attorney. Yeah,
that's different.
No fighting in this, yeah. No martial arts. And then, of course, right. The Trouble Man, which we just completed a few months ago, and Mike's the director and star, and it's me, and we have a great cast.
Good. Man, yeah. Mike Epps.
You've got one coming up, one more shot with Scott. Yeah. You know, you've been with Scott so many times. Me and you met in Doncaster with Scott, and we did the interview on the stage, and we had a blast there. But another film with Scott. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about what we. Just a snippet about One More Shot. Come on, you can tell us.
I think coincidentally, it comes out today.
Oh, wow!
I think it. I'm pretty sure.
Is it Skyfall?
It's on Sky something.
Skyfall. Oh, Skyfall. Sky Dance. I think it's something
in your part of the world.
Yeah.
The thing it premieres out in your way today. But yeah, I mean, Scott's my little brother. You know, I'm so proud of him. I fought really hard to get him on Undisputed 2, because actually, I just think about it now. The producers were fighting me. There was another well-known actor that they wanted to cast in that, and the director and I fought hard to get this unknown guy named Scott Adkins, because he knew how to, you know, he could bring some stuff to the screen, and luckily we won out on that argument. So personally, every time Scott does something, I'm so like proud. And I actually thought when he did One Shot, I thought that was the best action performance I've ever seen. That is so hard to do, to do a continuous take, like, period. But for an entire movie, to make it seamless like that, that is a Herculean task. And I was happy to do the sequel. So, you know.
Excellent.
Yeah, he's doing his thing.
I've got a question before we go back to Ireland. You've got a film coming out called Outlaw Johnny Black.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a kind of a tribute to Fred Williamson or not? Or am I just dreaming on a little? Because I remember Fred doing a film where he was a sort of like a cowboy with the black hat and everything like that. Is that just me dreaming or is it just your own take? Because you did so great in Black Dynamite, you know what I mean?
Well, this is a tribute to Fred and the entire genre.
All right.
You're really correct because I copied Fred's look.
Yeah.
Fred has something to do with the movie.
Oh, good. Good. So, I love Fred. I love him.
Yeah. So it is an homage to the entire Western genre. It's an homage to blaxploitation.
Yeah.
And it's actually a faith-based film a family-friendly faith-based film. That I put a lot of, you know, it's a funny film, but it's got a lot of messages. And I'm happy that people come away with those messages.
Well, I can't wait to see it, mate. And I hope we get to do a sort of like an interview about it, because it's one of those areas that I absolutely adore. You know, One Down, Two to Go and all them sort of things were just, I've got them all upstairs and I, you know, go through them every so often when I'm that sort of like, right, I've got to watch a lot of these movies. You know what I mean? So that's great.
You're gonna be pleased because you're going to see homages to Peckinpah, to Terrence Hill, to Billy Jack, to a lot of
Billy
movies.
Wow.
Yes, a lot of movies. Yeah. And in the trailer, you could see the homage to Blazing Saddles.
Oh.
The famous moment in the trailer that you can identify.
Just because I always do a spin on this thing, Ireland, if it does well, do you feel as though it's going to go somewhere further? Because there is that opening for something to happen a bit further down the line. What do you feel?
I would love that.
Yeah, we'd love an island part two.
Yeah.
If you think about the ending, you know, there is that little bit where, you know, certain things are said and it's like, you know, the island might have to defeat itself against something a little bit bigger, you know, so.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, definitely had that ending that leaves a nice opening for something else.
Yeah. There was I think it's Nevis. Was it Nevis that you were filming? Yeah. There was a thing called Nevis Martial Arts. What were their connection to you in the movie? Nevis Martial Arts. Was it a school or something or other that helped you out? It's credited at the end at Nevis Martial Arts.
The martial arts students in Nevis.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
She was teaching.
Remember the kids I was teaching in the dojo.
They were actual martial arts students.
They were kids that were actual students.
All right. Yeah. So that's fantastic. Maybe was it a school that sort of like you accommodated, you know, and said, all right, can you come and help us out? You know, because some when they do martial arts movies, you know, they go, who can do martial arts around here? You know, let's go for it. And, well, you're in the movie now, you know.
I love it. I came back and I did a seminar for the school as well.
I bet they were over the moon about that.
Oh, yeah. Both of us. I mean, I really enjoy that.
So have you now got the keys to Nevis now? Are you allowed to go back at any time and you got a free holiday or something like that?
Yeah, that would not be a bad idea.
Yeah.
We can use one right now.
We sure could.
Yeah, it's cold here.
is it cold?
It's actually cold. It's 30-something.
When I took the kids to school,
I guess that's zero.
It was 38 degrees.
Yeah, is that Fahrenheit? Yeah,
it's Fahrenheit.
Yeah, but for them, I believe it's
Celsius.
Close to zero.
Yes, yeah, it is a bit cold. We're expecting snow here on Tuesday, so there we go. Okay. So.
Steve, we're from LA. I mean, not from LA, but we live in LA, and we're used to nice, warm temperatures all year long. Spoiled. So 38 degrees is cold to us. We're very spoiled.
All right. Okay. Well, actually, when I'm in LA, I shall come and look for you, you see. So there we go. right. I think I'm near my time's nearly up. So just to sort of like a round up things, where do you feel as you're going from here? Have you got anything planned? Nice to see that you've got your own production going, Michael. And yeah, Gillian, you're involved. I don't think you would not be involved. So how do you feel as though, where's your direction now? Where do you feel as though you wish to expand?
Well, we have some great things on the horizon.
Yeah, we're very excited about some new things. We have a romantic comedy that we're getting together.
Wow.
That we're finally going to get done. And we're producing things, and there's some really cool stuff for her. There's a potential TV series that action TV series that she's primed for. So yeah, we're excited, and we're just moving things along.
You know what people would love to see, though, don't you? They'd love to see you do Blood and Bone 2, wouldn't they? You know,
I'd love to do that too. Yeah, it's been written. Mm-hmm. It's been written. We nearly did it a while ago. That is something that I'm thinking about. And the writer, the head writer, and I, you know, the Michael Andrews, who wrote the script. We've been talking about possible series, you know, based on that character.
Yeah. Okay, then. That's me finished. So thank you very much. Hope to speak to you soon. And what a fantastic movie. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you so much.
See you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Sports Social Podcast Network.